Proverbs 3:6, simple yet profound verse, only 12 words in it, just 12 words. And if you built a wall right down between words 6 and 7, on one side of the wall you have what we're supposed to do, and on the other side of the wall you have what God promises to do if we do what we are supposed to do. So the first 6 words are, in all thy ways acknowledge him. That's our part. And God's promise, if we do that, is, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, again, and I'll tell you what that means in just a second, but it's a wonderful, wonderful promise. Again, this little verse, even though it's simple, can change our lives if we can just get a hold of it. In all my paths, I need to acknowledge God. And that's most of the promises in the Bible are if-then kind of things. God says, if you will do this, then I will do this. And God says, if you will acknowledge me in every path of your life, then I will direct your paths. If you will acknowledge me, I'll direct your paths. Now, I preached on this verse probably 8 or 9 times in the 3,150 messages that I preached in this church. This is 3,151, just in case you weren't here this morning. But even though I preached on it eight or nine times, it's always amazing to me how new and fresh that God can make the Bible. We read a verse this morning that most of us have heard from childhood. Most of us have memorized it. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But I don't know about you, even though I've read that verse and heard it read and heard it preached hundreds and hundreds of times, it still excites my soul every time a preacher turns to John 3:16 and tells me how much that God loves me. In fact, I heard a story one time, and I think I've told it a couple times before. You know, when you've been here 20 years, you probably told all your stories a couple times before. But it was about Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon was a preacher in London, England. And he ran 5,000 people in the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, England. He'd run 5,000 people every week. And he preached not only in England and in Europe, but he came to America several times. And his preaching in America led to several revivals in our country. One time he was here, he met a young whippersnapper of a preacher named Morehouse, Henry Morehouse. A young man just starting out in his preaching, and he went to where Spurgeon was preaching, and he said this to Spurgeon. He says, Dr. Spurgeon, I'm going to be in England next month. When I come over there, I'll preach for you. And Spurgeon thought in the back of his mind, who does this guy think that he is? I mean, I've never heard of him before. He must, if he's 20 years old, that's all he is. He looks like he's a teenager, but hopefully he's at least 20. Doesn't he know who he's talking to? They call me the Prince of Preachers. I have 5,000 people in my church every Sunday morning, and this young whippersnapper comes up and says, hey, I'm in London, England next month, and I'll preach for you. Of all the gall. He says, and he was a kind man, he says, well, that's fine, and forgot all about it. Well, next month he gets a telegram. It says, Spurgeon, here, we'll preach for you Monday. Morehouse. That's what the telegram said. Spurgeon was supposed to be out of town Monday through Wednesday of the following week, so he called the deacons of his church together and he said, hey, you know, I've never heard of this guy, but I guess I agreed to let him preach. Let's have a meeting on Monday night. If he's no good, that's it. If he seems like he's okay, then announce that we'll have a meeting on Tuesday night, and then you guys can decide, you know, if there's any nights after that. So Spurgeon leaves his deacons in charge. He comes home on Thursday morning, talks to his wife, and says, honey, how did Morehouse do? She said, he did fine. He says, is he still preaching? She said, oh, yeah. He preached Monday night. He preached Tuesday night. He preached Wednesday night. And we've scheduled meetings for the rest of the week. And Spurgeon said, really? What did he preach on Monday night? She said, he preached on John 3:16. What did he preach on Tuesday night? He preached on John 3:16. What did he preach on Wednesday night? He preached on John 3:16. Spurgeon says he must have just about exhausted the verse then. And she said, oh no, I've never heard it preached like that before. That's a bad thing for a preacher's wife to say to a preacher. So he says, we got meetings scheduled for tonight? She said, yeah, tonight, Friday night, Saturday night. And if the people want, we're going to go through next week too. And so Spurgeon came to the church that night. It was filled. I mean, it was overflowing. This young whippersnapper of a preacher got up and said, open your Bibles to John 3:16. And Spurgeon said, for the rest of that week and all of the following week, he preached on John 3:16. And Spurgeon, who had been a preacher for almost 40 years, said, I've never felt the love of God like I did in those 2 weeks when this young whippersnapper of a preacher was preaching from John 3:16. You see, it wasn't a preacher. Spurgeon knew that. It was the Holy Spirit who reminds us with verses like John 3:16, even though we've been in them hundreds of times, even though we can quote them word for word, we could diagram them and dissect them and define every word, but the Holy Spirit can take a verse like John 3:16 over and over and over again and remind us how much God loves us. So, Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The word paths mean the roles that I play in my life. The word ways, in all thy ways acknowledge him. The word ways refers to all the roles that I play in my life. And so I'll just use myself. I'm a father. I am a son. I am a brother. I am a friend. I am an uncle. I am a neighbor. I am a pastor. Okay? Now, some of you tonight are husbands, in addition to the roles or the ways that I walk. Some of you are moms. Some of you are sisters. And so you get the idea. In all thy ways, the ways are the different parts or the different roles that I play in my life. And what's on my side of the wall? What God says, this is what I want you to do, is that in all your ways, acknowledge me. In other words, as a father, I am to acknowledge that there is a God. As a son, I am to acknowledge, as in my way as a son, I am to acknowledge that there is a God. As a friend, I am to acknowledge that there is a God. You know, and you say, well, what does that mean? Acknowledge there is a God. In other words, know that there is a God. I mean, it's not tricky. It's not, you don't have to look for deeper meaning. You just got to look at the words and take them on their face value. In every way that God has that has put in my life to be, in every role that I play in my life, in every part that I play in my life, I am supposed to acknowledge that there is a God. Now, if there is a God, when I acknowledge that there is a God, I acknowledge that he is my creator, that he made me. And if I acknowledge that there is a God, I acknowledge that he did that for a purpose, that I wasn't an accident, that when he made me, he had a purpose in mind when he made me. If I acknowledge God, what I'm saying is, I need to figure out what that purpose is, and then live that role or that way in my life according to the purpose that God has made me for. And I want you to notice that it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. That means in every role, every way of my life, God has a plan and a will for my life. It's not that he says, okay, I'll help you be a father, but you're on your own to be a son. Or I'll help you be a pastor, but you're on your own when you're a friend. No, that's not the way God works. He says, in all your ways, you acknowledge me, because in every one of your ways, I have a plan. I have a purpose. I have something that I want you to do. I have something that I want you to accomplish. And so in all your ways, acknowledge that I exist. I am God. I created you for a purpose. And if you can, and I have a will for that way in your life. And what I want you to do is acknowledge, know that I exist, and live your life in that way, in the way that I want you to. Now, here's what we do sometimes. We say, okay, God, as a pastor, I need your help. As a dad, I need your help. But I can be a son on my own. I can figure out how to be a good son. I can figure out what to do as a son. And God said, nope, 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 nope. In all your, look, if I am God for you as a pastor, if I am God for you as a father, then I'm also God for you as a son. And so it's all or nothing. If he's God, he's God in every way. If he's God in my way as a father, and I acknowledge him as God in my way as a father, I am a fool and stupid and dumb and just downright ignorant to say, well, he's not God in my role as a son. If he's God, he covers the whole base. I mean, he covers the whole universe. It is stupid for me to say, God, I need your help to be a pastor, or I need your help to be a father, but I can figure out how to be a son, or I can figure out how to be a friend on my own. No, in all, God says, here's the if part of the statement. I mean, there's a wonderful promise on his side of the wall. He says, I'll direct your path only if you acknowledge me in every way of your life. We want to pick and choose. We want to treat this promise like we do so many others, like a smorgasbord. Well, I'll take it for this role of my life, and I'll take it for this way of my life, but these ways of my life I can handle. God said, no, that's not how it's going to work. If I'm God, I'm God in everything. And if you acknowledge me in any area of your life, you need to acknowledge me in every area of your life. God can, you know, God can help you as you work. He has a will for the kind of employee you are. He has a will for the kind of friend that he wants you to be. He has a will for the kind of church member he wants you to be. He has a will for the kind of husband, wife that he wants you to be. He has a will for the kind of father or mother or grandfather or grandmother he wants you to be. And he'll show us that will and make it plain to us if we'll do our part, acknowledge that he is God, he made us, he made us for a purpose, he has a plan in every area of our life, and if we'll seek it, he'll show it to us. He says, in all your ways, acknowledge me. And then comes the promise. He says, and I shall direct your paths. Now, before I tell you exactly what that means in a very simple way tonight, I want to tell you, sometimes we want to get on God's side of the wall. We want to direct our own paths. And God said, here's what he says, get back over there on your side of the wall. This is my territory. This is my business. This is not your business over here, directing your ways, your paths. This is your business over here. In all your ways, acknowledge me. That's all you need to do. Stay off of my grass. Stay off of my side of the wall. Stay off of my side of the fence. I will direct your paths. Now, let me tell you what that means. I'll do with a very simple example. In 1985, I was appointed the director of logistics for GM service parts operations. And after I got that job, I went home and I tried to explain to my kids what Dad did at work. You know, logistics is a big word. And so I went home and I said, well, I'm responsible for moving stuff. They said, and by the way, Jessica was 7 and Adam was 4 at this time. And they said, well, what kind of stuff do you move? I said, well, I move parts, car parts. Well, how do you move them? Do you pick them up and carry them from one place to another? And I said, no. I move them with trucks, and I move them with trains, and I move them with airplanes. And I just move them from point A to point B. And they said, oh, so, I mean, you tell trucks which way to go, and you tell airplanes which way to go, and you tell trains which way. I said, yeah. And so Jessica, she was the oldest one and the smarter of the two. Oh, I'm sorry, he's still in the room. Take that off the tape, Brother John. She says, oh, so you're a traffic director. I said, yeah, that's pretty close. So I traveled a lot in that job, and I come home a couple weeks later, and I have this big box. It's wrapped up in comics, you know, newspaper comics. It's wrapped up in comic paper, and both the kids are there, and Debbie's there, and they said, open it. So I tear open the comic paper. Now, the one that I got was burned up in the fire, but here's what they gave me. Stop sign. I mean, every good traffic director needs a stop sign, right? You tell the traffic, okay, come on. Oh, nope, stop. Stop. This is what God says he'll do. He says, if you acknowledge me in every way of your life, then I will direct your paths. In other words, I'll tell you which way to go. I'll tell you when to stop and when to go. I'll tell you when you go to the right and when you go to the left. I'll be responsible for all that. You won't have to decide that. All you have to do is stay over here on your side of the wall and acknowledge that I exist. Acknowledge that I created you. Acknowledge that I have a plan for your life. And it's, by the way, it's a perfect plan. Who knows better what's good for us than the one who made us? Who knows better what we should do than the one who's already been to tomorrow, who knows how it's going to come out, who knows the results of every fork in the road, and who has our best interest at heart, and if we'd listen, would say, don't go that way. I know how it's going to turn out, and it's not good. Don't go that way. I know how that one's going to turn out. I can see what's going to happen at the end of the road. Here's the one I want you to take. You say, preacher, I try to do that, and sometimes the road's kind of bumpy. Sometimes it's got potholes. Sometimes it's got sharp turns in it. God never said that it would be the easiest road. He never said it would be the smoothest road. But he says it'll be the best road. The best road. Yeah, there'll be potholes, and there could even be some detours, and there could be some dangers along that road, and there could be some sharp turns and other things that we need to avoid. But God said, listen, I know how it comes out. I've already been in tomorrow. I'm there. I know how it's going to come out. You just acknowledge that I'm God in every way of your life, in every role in your life. Just acknowledge that I am and that I made you and that I had a purpose and a plan. And if you'll do that, then just leave the rest to me. Just leave the rest to me. Follow my directions. I'll tell you when to go and where to stop. Isn't that what he did to the Israelites? I mean, we go back in the book of Exodus and the book of Numbers, and the Bible tells us, with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, he led his people. Bible tells us, I mean, it was only an 11-day journey from Egypt to the land of Canaan. Now, he had a plan where it was going to take him 18 months to get there. It ended up taking them 40 years because they didn't follow his direction. But he had a way that he wanted them to go because there were some things that they needed to learn. There were some things they needed to know that God could do and God would do for them. And he says, hey, just acknowledge that I'm God and that I have a plan and it's a perfect plan and I'll direct your paths. I'll use the cloud and I'll use the fire. I'll tell you when to go. I'll tell you when to stop. I'll tell you which way to go. I'll tell you what to avoid and what to go through. I'll do that. All you have to do is acknowledge that I'm God. And I know people today said, man, I wish it was that simple today. I wish it was that simple. I want to tell you something. It is. It is. It's not complicated. I just acknowledge that God is in every way of my life. And he says, if you'll do that, I'll direct your ways. Just like that stop sign. I'll direct your ways. We sing that little chorus that comes from that story in the book of Exodus and Numbers. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. That's all we got to do. He'll direct our paths if we will acknowledge him in all our ways. Now I'll tell you, as I close tonight, that his plan for every single person's life is they be saved, is that they know Jesus as their Savior. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Every single one of us are sinners. Every single one of us have fallen short of the glory of God. Every single one of us are, at one time or another, were under the condemnation of the wages of sin, death. Most of us here tonight realize that at a point in our life. Somebody told us about Jesus, and we asked him to save us, and he did. But there may be somebody here tonight that's never done that. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. His plan for your life is that you be part of his family. His plan for your life is that you go to heaven. His plan for your life is that you spend eternity with him. He knows best. Why don't you just acknowledge that he's God and take that first step and say, Jesus, save me. Save me. He will. He will. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the simplicity of your word. Sometimes the hidden gems are in simple verses that we read so quickly that we fail to realize the tremendous promise that's in them. And so I pray that we wouldn't overlook this one tonight. That in every way of our life, we would acknowledge you. And then, Father, claim the promise that you'll direct our paths. I pray if there's somebody here tonight that doesn't know Jesus tonight, they would see their sin, see the Savior, and come and ask him to save them. Father, most of us are Christians. If we're on your side of the wall, help us to get back on our side. If we're trying to play smorgasbord with you and acknowledging you in some of our ways and not others, help us to do it in all of our ways. So speak to our hearts tonight, Holy Spirit. Help us to be obedient to what you tell us to do. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.